on the phone with Matt. This is a quickie. It's a new little podcast thing I'll do from time to time, I guess. I thought about having a special subscriber-only quickie, but I don't want anybody paying to listen to this crap. So even at like $1 a month. So this is going to be just a little offshoot, I guess. Just something to bitch about when it happens. And I'll post these on whatever day that it happens. How's that? So this will be a quick one. I know the last one was like an hour. I never intended for them to be that long, but I just can't seem to shut up. So we'll see just how short these actually are. With that said, I just wanted to bitch about this real quick. I went out with my wife today and we went to the grocery store, the local grocery store. And the store is in a college town. Okay. I'm just going to say this now. It was in Oxford, Ohio, where the prestigious Miami University is. Now, Miami University is not an Ivy League school, but it is one of those that's pretty expensive to get into. They're not an elite kind of school, but you have to have money or be very smart to get in. And the facts are there. The proof is there, I should say. You know, I've driven through town on like a Friday or Saturday night when the college students are out partying. I've seen Bugattis, I've seen Lamborghinis, all kinds of Teslas. Just, you know, students driving around that their parents bought them for college. New Mustangs are a dime a dozen. It's unbelievable, you know. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a college student driving a shitty car in Oxford unless they are from the area and just happen to have, you know, brains. So, and here's an interesting tidbit. I almost went there once. Yeah. Can you believe it? I'm definitely not rich and I'm definitely not smart, but I had enough smarts to pass the entry test and all that. That's another story for another time, though. Anyway, so these college students, the problem with them is they are today's college students. They're not very bright. And I think there's that old saying that says book smarts are different than street smarts. You know, you can be book smart and not street smart or vice versa. Not very many people, I think, are both. But, you know, I think in this day and age, a lot more are. Because we know as a society, for the most part, that you have to be street smart to get through this world. Book smarts aren't going to really get you anywhere as far as that goes, I guess. Of course, they'll get you a good job, usually, sometimes. So these kids, it's not even that. It's not that they're not street smart. They're kind of clueless. They may be smart enough to go to Miami, but they're fucking clueless. Okay, so today we go to the grocery store, and that's where all of the college students shop for their groceries. There is also a Walmart in town. Some go there, and there's like a Dollar Tree you can go to, but typically everybody goes to Kroger because that's the main one in town, and it's right down the street from the college. And we went there only because it was $5 sushi day at their sushi bar. And my wife wanted sushi. I got some too. I like sushi. Especially when it's $5. But today, it kind of tasted like $5 sushi. Kind of like gas station sushi. You know what I mean? Some things you just don't do. So, because I broke my ankle, I had to get a riding cart. One of those little electric jobs. And I hate using those because I know that some people absolutely need to. You know, like, they don't have the choice to walk through the store ever, and I do. But, you know, I broke my ankle, so I had no choice. And for starters, when you walk in the door, the carts are there, and usually that's where those riding carts are plugged in to charge. There were none. There was one, but it was out of service, out of order. So my wife went to look for one for me, and she walked all the way to the other end of the Kroger to the other door and found none. And some guy told her they were down by the sushi bar, which is right next to the entrance we had come in. So she walked all the way back and found them in a little sitting area between the Starbucks and the sushi bar where people can sit and eat. There was like six or seven of them there. For no reason. Some of them were plugged in. She grabbed me one. I got in it. We made our way to the back of the store, and she had to use the bathroom, so she left me, and my cart died. And I was there for like 10, 15, 20 minutes while she used the bathroom, and then came out, and I told her, or she asked me if anybody had stopped by, any Kroger employee had stopped by, and I said no. I haven't seen one, or I would have told them, you know, could you please get me another one? I can't make it back there on my own to get one. So she went to get me one for the second time across the store. Meanwhile, that 20 minutes I was sitting there with all of this going on, not only did I not see a Kroger employee to ask them for help, but I was passed by so many people, not just college students, but just Oxford people in general from around the area. Not one person asked if I was okay. I was obviously distraught and right in the middle of an aisle in front of the cheese where everybody was coming by. Nobody asked if I needed help or anything like that. I mean, you know, why would they? I didn't look. I wasn't laying on the floor screaming in pain, but anyway, that had already started and got me pissed off. So I was already in a bad mood, and then we start down this aisle. Now, what we wanted was on the left side of the aisle, and there was this college girl on the right side of the aisle looking at canned soup or something. I don't know. She had one of those little tiny carts, you know, the ones where you only need a couple things, so you grab the little cart instead of the big main old school size cart. And her cart was kind of in the way a little bit. Like, there was room for her, for my wife and I to go around her, but we would have been standing right on the other side of her cart had we, well, my wife would have been standing. I would have been sitting in the cart to get what we wanted. She looked over and saw us, kept doing her thing, and then she nonchalantly took her cart and pushed it out to the middle of the aisle so that nobody could get through. And she kept doing her thing. And had, you know, had I not been caught up in my riding chair with a broken ankle, I would have grabbed her cart and pushed it down the fucking aisle. What the fuck? This was a whole new level of shitty shoppers. You know, all the people who run into somebody they know in the middle of the aisle and they have a fucking conversation blocking the whole goddamn thing. You have cell phones, I'm sure. Call them later. Bye. So when we went to check out, we went to a self-checkout. All of the, there was these little boxes. Well, they're not really that little, but they're boxes up top above the registers with the register numbers on them, and they're lit up when that area is open. And all of the six screens there at those registers said open on them. While we were ringing up our stuff, these two college girls walk up, and the one says, "Are they open?" And the other girl says, I think so. And they were fucking blatantly open. There were two indicators telling them, and both were lit up. The screen and the fucking box were both lit up. There was an employee standing there who takes care of that area. And there were like two or three of the registers being used, one by us, by other people ringing stuff up. And all of that, four things there, cluing them off that, yes, they're fucking open. Are they open? I think so. Oh, my God. Now, the new job I got at the gas station is right across the street from that Kroger, going towards the school. We get a lot of college students in there. And I think I've bitched about this before, but these idiot fucking college kids come to our gas station and they don't know how to pump the gas, because we have the old school style pumps where when you lift, like each grade of gas has its own pump. Unleaded, plus, whatever, medium, mid-grade. And when you pick the pump up, you have to lift that lever up that it was sitting on to start the gas flow. Otherwise, it won't pump anything. There are pictures. There are fucking pictures on the goddamn pumps that show you how to do this. And I swear to God, it's like 7 to 8, I counted one day, came through and would stop at the pump, couldn't figure it out, and they just get in their car and leave. They wouldn't even bother to come in and ask. And that was on a 6-hour shift, not even a full 8 hours. That's not talking, that's not including those who couldn't figure it out and did come in to ask. You're talking about another 10, maybe? That's almost 24 fucking college students going to what is basically a prestigious school who can't figure out how to operate a fucking gas pump that has a picture there showing them how to do it. And they can't tell if the fucking registers are open at Kroger. This is our future, ladies and gentlemen. These are going to be your doctors one day, your attorneys, your fucking brain surgeon. You're going to let them cut around on you, on your inside, and fix you, heal you, keep you from dying, and they can't figure out a fucking gas pump? No, I'm very, very scared for the future. Very fucking scared for the future. I actually had a girl come in one day and our chip reader is down. So she had to swipe her card and she literally said, I don't know how to do that. College, man. For the best and the brightest, right? So this has been a quickie, the first official one. Tune in next time when I bitch about something else. And coming up this Friday is the last of my Halloween episodes, because Halloween is Sunday. So I'm telling more ghost stories, and I hope you tune in for that. In the meantime, have a good time. See you later.